if that's what their perception of smart is, they're entitled to say that. And if it was a man, they wouldn't say wear makeup. They would expect him to wear a suit, a crisp white shirt, a tie, and shiny shoes, and not have long hair down his shoulders, have decent haircut. And if they say we want clean shaven, if it's their first point of call representing their company, they could have clients coming from anywhere in the world, and their first point of call is that person they see as they walk through the door.
Yeah, Nicola, so I get that. I get that, but I'm telling you...
It's not a sexist thing, it's a dress code.
It is sexist, because you're not going to tell a man you've got to wear high heels, which are a fashion accessory.
You've got to wear high heels. You would tell him that he's got to wear a suit and a shirt and a tie and shiny shoes and a decent haircut.
Do you wear heels, Nicola?
Sorry?
Do you wear heels?
Sometimes.
How high are they?
They're various ones. But luckily where I work, we don't get told we've got to wear a certain thing or we're not allowed to. But at the same time, you know that you wouldn't walk in with a pair of shorts and a suntan.
All right, well, Nicola, stay there, because I'm going to bring in Olivia, who's in Baldock in Hertfordshire, who I think may disagree. Olivia, what do you think about what Nicola's saying?
I completely disagree. The company is PricewaterhouseCoopers. That's an accountancy firm. It's not a nightclub.
Good point.
You should look professional.
It's their first point of call, and whoever is
behind the reception.
Nicola, you've had your say. Let Olivia have her say, then I'll bring you back in the conversation.
Look, I work as a solicitor. I wouldn't go to court wearing bright red shoes and blue lipstick. There is respect for the court, a respect for the position, and therefore you dress accordingly, quite rightly. PricewaterhouseCoopers are supposed to be professional accountants. You don't run it like a knocking shop, and it is completely wrong. I tell you what, I bet you £1 million. PwC, do you think any of their lawyers are told, or the senior accountants, or the directors, the women are told to wear certain this, that, and the other? You must be joking. They'd be straight into the Sex Discrimination Act. It was taking advantage of someone who's in a very lowly position, reception is, and therefore they thought, oh, let's dolly bird it up, but it's not a nightclub.
Olivia, very good point. Nicola, respond to Olivia.
I'm sorry, just because you're wearing heels and makeup doesn't mean to say that you're going to a nightclub. First of all, that's nothing to do with nightclubs. They want somebody smart. And I bet any of their board of directors, the people you say don't wear heels or don't do this, I bet when they have meetings, I bet they don't turn up with jeans.
Yeah, but Nicola, here's the difference. Olivia was making the point they would not tell the senior partners and the solicitors and the accountants there. No, but hang on, they're not going to...
appropriately dressed.
They're not going to tell a high-powered lawyer or accountant at PricewaterhouseCoopers, you wear well heels, madam, and you will wear makeup, because she'd sue them.
They don't need to, because they are appropriately dressed for any meetings that they go to.
Olivia?
And I really...
PwC, and I have been to meetings there, the senior people, senior litigators and so on. Sometimes the women wear flat shoes. Some of the women have grey hair, they don't dye it. And some of the men have dark hair, because they do dye it. Nobody tells them how they should behave, because they wouldn't want to be suing them. Those people are on six-figure salaries. It's very easy to tell the cleaning lady she has to wear a blue frock. It's very easy to say to a receptionist, wear big heels or whatever the heck. It is simply taking advantage of their position as senior people and saying, yep, that lot, this is how we wish them to behave. Dolly bird it up so when the client comes in, the client that's coming in is not interested. They hardly even see the receptionist. They come in and they go in, they want top-notch advice. That's it. So it was completely wrong. And to be fair, okay, PwC might have done that, but actually the fault lay with Portico, who was the agency, third party, who actually wanted their people to be placed there, because obviously they get commission on that. And I think they probably thought, if we dolly bird up our people, they'll always be called back. But actually, they're so stupid. What you want is somebody very professional. You can look as dolly birdish as you like, but if you can't answer the phone and you're not charming and polite and neat and tidy, nobody wants to know you.
Olivia, thank you for that.
Of character.
Nicola, final word to you. Are you backing down, Nicola? Are you sticking to your guns?
No, I'm sticking to my guns.
All right.
She shouldn't keep saying people who wear 4-inch heels are dolly birds. She's been prejudiced herself.
All right, Nicola. All right, Olivia. Thank you for a very lively conversation. That was fascinating.